RadioMD.com. Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Hi, welcome to The Healthy Self. You know, when you break down the word, it really means heal thyself. And along those lines, we're going to be addressing weight issues today. In this segment, we're going to be talking about some of the things that you can do from a nutritional point of view to help the body lose the weight. And I have with me a fabulous guest who I know you'll enjoy listening to. I do. She's written over 30 books. She has so much to offer. My guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to have you here. You know, we talked in a previous segment, we talked about diet and people's hanging on to their food, so to speak, and how diets don't work. I remember hearing you in a show telling people, throw away the diet books. And a point that I wanted to make about that is that what people don't understand and why diets really don't work is because until they understand their emotional attachment to the food that's on their plate, they cannot walk away from it. The hardest thing in the world to do is to change your diet. But Susan, I've listened to you before, and I think you have a 21-day plan to help people do that. Would you share some of those thoughts?
I do. And I always tell people that if you want to lose weight, keep in mind that we want to bolster your metabolism, because the control mechanism, Michael, for obesity, it's not diet. It's muscle metabolism. Your basal metabolic rate is the rate at which your body utilizes energy. In other words, how efficiently you burn calories. And when your metabolism is higher, you burn more fat and have an easier time losing weight and keeping it off. So exercise is the key to controlling metabolism. Now, an overweight person definitely needs to retrain his or her body so that the body burns up all the calories it gets, storing none as fat. Granted, maybe you need a diet to help break bad habits or retrain your taste buds and to help you lose a little extra fat right at the beginning. But long-term weight control requires a change in the body chemistry so you won't get fat all over again. And, Michael, exercise is the only way to change your metabolism so that your body converts fewer calories to fat. And you need aerobic exercise to burn the fat out of your muscles. And then you need strength training or weightlifting to build up your muscle, which in turn increases metabolism.
You know, when you talk about exercise, one of the things that comes to my mind, another beautiful aspect of it, is that it oxygenates your body. And part of the beauty of that is that 25% of all the oxygen that comes into your system is relegated to your brain. So a way of putting off Alzheimer's, dementia, senility is exercise. And sometimes people say, well, you know, I can't afford to go to a gym, because I've heard this so many times at consumer lectures I've done. My answer to that is walk around the block. Time yourself. Or become a mole walker. I don't know if you have them where you live. I see them where I live. And these are the early morning people. They're in the malls and they're doing a lap. Time yourself. If you walked around your block and it took you 8 minutes to do so today, commit to getting it done tomorrow for 7 minutes, six, five. Work it down. Then when you've got a nice clip going, add a block and do the timing all over again.
Yeah, so I definitely those are, agree. You know,
yeah, you know, when you said exercising, these are the things that jump into my mind to help people.
Now, let me be more specific about you just said aerobic exercise. You need to make sure it's gentle and nonstop. You don't start and stop like you would with tennis. And you need to make sure you stay in a target range. Let's say you're jogging with your husband, And he's breezing along singing a song, and you're so out of breath you can barely put two syllables together. He's burning fat, but your fat burning mechanisms have shut down. So you want to make sure when you do an aerobic workout like brisk walking, you stay within a range where you can keep up a conversation with someone. But you also must build in to your program adding muscle to your body. You can have a few dumbbells at home. And I'm not talking about the people you might be living with. I'm talking about some equipment. Because if you can add about 10 extra pounds of lean muscle tissue on your body, and it will take 4 to 6 months to do that, if you do some weight training 2 to 3 times a week, but that addition, Michael, of 10 extra pounds, you're going to love this, of muscle, which means you also lose pounds of fat, that will help you burn about 500 more calories a day. You'd have to jog 6 miles a day, 7 days a week, to burn the same number of calories. In other words, with 10 extra pounds of muscle on your body, you'll burn a pound of fat in a week, and that's 52 pounds of fat a year. And you do that by doing resistance training or strength training. So any weight loss program needs to, of course, do, and we'll talk about diet in a moment, but you need to combine aerobic activity with weight training. So if you go take your walk at a mall, find a bench or a curb and do step-ups. Find a hill to walk up. You know, doing little step-ups, you know what I mean, one leg up, down, other leg up, down. That will help build muscle in your biggest muscles of your body, in your quads, the front of your thigh, the hamstrings, the back, the gluteal, the buttocks area. And then have a few pieces of exercise equipment at home so you can do it every time a commercial's on TV.
Fabulous advice. Absolutely fabulous. You know, one of the things that I go to the gym when I'm in Texas, I go to the gym every morning, and I don't do a treadmill because I can't. I do the bicycle, and it's amazing. You know, you can bike for about an hour, and maybe you'll lose, maybe it'll burn 800 calories, maybe. Then you get to work, and maybe because you're starving, you'll have a little something, and you read the thing, it says, oh my God, I just put back 400 calories. So it really is a consistent thing that must be done. And you'll also tone your body, which is the most important thing.
And you know what, Michael? I like what Henry David Thoreau said. An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. And you should fit in exercise anytime you can fit it in during the day, preferably not right before bedtime because it revs you up and it will be harder to sleep. But if you do exercise in the morning, you get the release of those happy hormones. You have more energy. You're more creative. And you, like Thoreau said, you get the blessing throughout the day. So whenever you can work out in the morning, I encourage that. If you're not a morning person, then get it in at some point. Our bodies are not designed to be sedentary. Sitting too much is like the smoking.
Well, you know, also the mind, believe it or not, is also tied in from this point of view. If you do not use your muscles, they become flaccid. The same thing with your mind. And examine your diet. Examine your physical activity at this point, including mental exercise, because you want to strengthen your mind at the same time, because it'll help you strengthen your resolve to do the exercising and commit yourself to a weight loss program. And we will cover, you know, as we are, we will give you information. Every time you listen to one of my shows, you will get information that is designed to help you grow. Susan, thank you so much for being a guest today. I certainly do appreciate what you shared with our people. And for all of you out there, stay well.